So as the night passes, Pilot, as the night passes, you are left undisturbed for the rest of your evening after your chance encounter with what could absolutely be just a regular cardinal. The other three of you. The other three of you find adequate bedding in the Kingsguard post. It's very Spartan. It's military. It's a bed. It's a roof. It's safe. Around the edge of town. So there's not much noise. Oak Hill is small enough where there isn't much activity at night anyway. But the sun rises the next morning. Activity starts. The Kingsguard post becomes active right at dawn. Different Kingsguard rangers and other members of the Kingsguard start arriving from traveling, and some head out. Those who are arriving have traveled through the night and are coming from everywhere, from Summer's Hearth, from Storm's Fall, from way out in the Bury Crossroads, and have traveled all the way around the Kingswood. And they bring everything from news to messages to simply they're just returning. Like they're actually stationed. This is their home, and they're finally home, and they're just looking to rest up. Those that are headed out on highway patrols. Some are headed into the Kingswood, some to scout for monsters and other possible threats to the city and to the state. Some head out and into town. Some head out and south to Storm's Fall to get supplies. It's a whole thing, running an army and feeding an army and housing an army, and they're the National Guard essentially. But you all awake feeling relatively refreshed after a fairly stressful day yesterday. Saved a king, had a hard ride. Alphonse, Illical, and Zixel, your butts are sore from spending so much time in the saddle. Like, nothing like a very long horse ride just to really just bruise your arse, as they say.
Why is this absolutely killing you two? Are you good? Are you children?
Yes, children.
Martin's dying.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Welcome back, Martin. to the land of the living. So what's the plan?
Do I have the map?
Who has the map?
Who has the map? Can we assume I have the map?
Yeah, okay. You probably have the map.
I want to talk to the rangers and see like who kind of like the expert of the area is, and maybe like see if they can identify any hotspots on the map that we were provided, like where to kind of like avoid for monsters, since they kind of range out into that direction. That's what I want to do.
Okay. As you come downstairs, there are, I think at most there's between, I think I said between one and two dozen. There are two people downstairs. There's one person that appears to be doing some sort of clerical work in a big like ledger. He is not in any sort of armor or anything. He's in like a Kingsguard themed outfit to some extent, but it's more of like business attire than ranging attire. And the other individual is over by the fire pulling off what appears to be a pot of coffee, and he's got earthenware mug, like one of those like clay mugs, and he appears to be filling it with coffee. And he looks a little like maybe he was out all night working, and he's trying to stay up for some reason. Which one do you want to talk to?
Probably not the book guy.
I mean, the book guy probably like takes in all of their reports and like writes them down and submits them to somebody. So he probably has eyes on everything. So what if I just walk
Yeah,
down and just
maybe.
go, "Good morning, gentlemen. We are about to head into the Kingswood, and I was wondering if there were any areas that we should be avoiding. We're headed towards the great tree on King's Business, and I don't know what it's
What it was
called. It's a
called?
big tree where there's much fey activity." Here's the map. "And we were looking for some guidance, as we most of us have never been into there."
Sure, make a charisma check.
Why can I never find charisma? Wait.
It's just a
On the
stat.
big
It's not a
ones.
skill. Oh, it's the big ones.
Yeah.
Plus two, 17.
It's good. Just wanting to give you a
Roll
chance
some
to do
dice.
better than what you said.
Big tree. Where go?
Oh, big
Where
tree.
big
Where
tree?
the fuck are we
Help.
going?
Is this south? North?
Help.
I think you did great, Kay.
The individual that was pouring coffee looks up and he's got dark, dark circles under his eyes. Like he hasn't slept well in a month. And he says, "We've been tracking a troll through this area. It's been given the men ranging into the forest a lot of trouble." Robin, show him on the map where we spotted it last. All right, Ivan. Yeah, excuse me. You know, right here? He says, "Here, come here." And he calls you over, and the first thing you notice is it is a, the first thing what he has laid out on the table is a giant ledger. And you do notice there it's it appears he's keeping track of supplies in and out. And there are a few instances on the page of as he's moving this ledger book off to the side, you notice that there are a few things where he's tracking what should be coming in, and there's a couple like markings where it's like awkwardly like scrawled out, and there's like quick messages written in that it just appears like they lost supply trains to something. As he slides to the side, underneath this probably like 2 foot wide ledger book is a map of this general area. It's a very zoomed in map, and you can see like Oak Hill is very central to it, and a few of the paths into the Kingswood are marked, and a few other things in the King's Road north and south, and a few like points of interest in the general area. He says, "Well, last time we spotted the troll that's been interrupting supply runs and given general trouble was right over here, just south and east. But there have been spottings of it as far as about 10 miles north of here. We assume it's the same one, although it could be a group of them just generally causing trouble. If they encounter a group that appears to have anything edible, I mean, we're talking even down to horses. Seems that they'll get in trouble. We've gotten about six sightings in the past month, and they're all over, but they are exclusively east of the King's Road. So if you're heading into the Kingswood at all, it's entirely possible you're heading towards where it's like centered or where it's staying. We've sent a few patrols out looking for it. Ivan, he was with one. And they got one good look at it, and it attacked, and there was a lot of trouble, and it ended up bolting. The problem with the trolls is that they're overly resilient, but they're not entirely like as stupid as people think they are. They'll run if they're harmed enough. It's kind of like a they're like black bears in a way. They're a lot of trouble, but you know, you give them enough trouble and they'll leave you alone. And we're frankly just not quite sure where it is. But where you're headed, if you're looking for the easiest way to get into the Kingswood, I suggest this way. It's the Maiden's Path. It'll take you about as deep as safe at first. It'll take you probably about 20 minutes outside of town, and you'll fall into the Lady's Glade is what they call it. And that's where the forest really starts to get thick, and frankly, it's about as far in as any of us can get, as far as when there's just strictly paths that you can follow. From there to the Great Tree, I've never been. Only heard a few stories. It could be as far as half a day, maybe even more, maybe a day, or even I might be two. We have so much trouble mapping this area, as it just grows so fast beyond about a mile and a half out of town. Seems like the animal paths and trails, they change bi-weekly even. And frankly, it's a pain in everything I have to do for my job, but we do our best and we manage to keep the town relatively safe. We keep the monsters and all the other troublesome stuff off the roads, but you know, keeping a quarter mile on either side of the road is hard enough. Getting that deep into the wood, there's a reason why people aren't traveling through there.
In regards to the troll, this is a problem you're looking to mend? Would you be looking to pay to resolve this issue, or are you recommending we avoid this troll?
I mean, could bring back some proof. I'm sure the captain would pay some sort of reward. I don't know exactly how much. We haven't had a competent group of people suggest going after a troll. Normally, people are trying to run the other way. I'm sure he'd send out for a reward of some kind. Or frankly, I mean, I'm keeping charge of the treasury. We got a little bit of gold on hand. But I mean, this might be something he sends back to headquarters for. It would be really beneficial. I don't really know what...
Perhaps if the troll doesn't bother us, then best we avoid it, perhaps.
Yeah, and I mean, if it does, you gotta watch out. If it runs away, it's gonna come back as healthy as it was when you first saw it. Within a few hours, they heal up some nasty wounds. I've even heard stories that they can grow back fingers and forearms and eyeballs, you name it. They're capable of gross regeneration, as far as we know.
We made our way up. Sorry, we made our way up from the from the King's Road from Storm's Fall. The captain assured us that there would be some eyes watched from the direction of the road south. It is we are on critical business here, and there might be some unwelcome individuals that might try to be following us. Was there any reports through the night?
No unusual reports. There are a few travelers on the road. Nothing out of the ordinary. There's a couple with a wagon, lady on a horse. A couple people seemed in a bit of a hurry, but nothing crazy.
Thank you.
But besides the troll, is there anything else of note that we should be looking out for in terms of monsters? We've run into our fair share of trouble along the Kingswood, along the South Road. We're wondering if there's anything else we should be mindful of.
Well, I mean, it's the most wild place you'll find south of the tundra. There's everything out there. Wild cats. Sometimes some evil fae. We'll hear about a hag or two. You gotta don't go in any houses made of candy or nothing. That would be just dumb on your part. Been stories about these big mounds of grass and leaves that'll eat you right up, and ain't nobody come out of them. But I mean, you think anything that could be in the forest. Pretty scary. That's why I stay here. I run the books. Based on some of these stories, I'm happy to, too.
Well, you may be a smarter man than I. Thank you for the information.
I wish you luck. I made a little bit of breakfast. There's some oatmeal and a couple biscuits, but I ain't much of a chef. We didn't have a ton of protein come in. We don't really have a lot to spare for breakfast, but there's a little bit of fruit too in the barrels in the pantry. If you guys want a little bit of breakfast before you head out.
Well, thank you. Eat some breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's some breakfast.
We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried. Not
dissatisfying. You will be fine eating breakfast. There's oatmeal. They have apples.
I'm definitely talking about the breakfast. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the woods.
No, I am talking about the woods.
Yeah, breakfast is good. It's worse than you get like a continental breakfast at a hotel for sure. Is that you're gonna follow his direction, son?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, you head out of the post into the morning sun. It is morning. It's a gorgeous day. It's like a beautiful mid-spring day. The sun is shining. You hear lots of animal activity. You hear birds. You hear a couple like cicadas. The like sounds like static in the background of everything. You see like in the daylight, Oak Hill is actually like kind of a gorgeous town. The Kingsguard post does lie on the south of town. You can actually see to the north a little bit. Like it's uphill a tiny bit. Like it's a defensible position in a way. And the town is slightly downhill into the south, to the north. And you can see that it's, you know, at least two dozen buildings, and there's what appears to be a windmill in the far north distance in a field, and you can see some carts and some animals and some animal husbandry occurring. There's smoke coming from a few of the chimneys, and it's a gorgeous day. Based on your description from Robin, what you saw on the map, you're gonna need to head into the center of town and then out of town to the east, which is gonna follow into the woods, and then there will be like a path and a marking.
Say so you mean west, right?
West. I totally mean west.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I keep getting my south facing up map in my
storms
head.
Storms fall flipped around. Yeah.
You did this to yourself.
Yeah, it makes more sense. It's fine.
How is Pilot feeling? Because you've got that pull, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling, like direction wise and pull wise?
Wherever the window is, I'm gonna.
Pilot, right now, you feel it's not an extremely strong pull at the moment, but you do feel almost as if somebody, like if you were wearing a watch or a some sort of wrist jewelry, you feel as if like if you kind of like let your arm out, it feels occasionally like a piece of jewelry or a watch or something like put too tight around your wrist whenever you're like west versus east. So into the wood feels like it constricts a little bit.
Now, I have a question. Yep. I just realized something. When at the start, when Pilot knew they had to go south, was there a pull Or was that just a thought? Because I'm just looking at the map, and wouldn't you know it, the cave is like directly south from Melt. Is that just happens? Is that a coincidence?
The what?
The cave where we went through the passage to the Feywilds. That's not a coincidence. Hey, I love it.
Some things exist in the world. Some things are happenstance. Some things are not happenstance. And it's entirely possible some things aren't coincidence. It's entirely possible some things
are. You pissed him off.
Hey, what have you done?
You would not know what the pull pilot felt was at all.
Yeah.
It's just I stick out my hand.
Me being a fan of Prepare to Roll is prepare asking roll. The question.
Now, if pilot asked that question, it might be different. Who knows?
I'm not gonna ask. Some things are left better unknown.
You bastard. All right.
Well, my spite is 96%. I'm allowed.
That's true. It adds up.
I take out my arm with the pole and I kind of like sweep. And then I go, ha. Yeah.
In sweeping, you really just get west. That's mostly if you do like completely north. If you spin around an entire circle, you're getting a half circle saying west.
West.
All right. So why don't we follow the maiden's path to the lady's glade, and then we'll see where the pole is feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I was there. I was still outside for that conversation.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I was just waiting for you guys to come out.
Okay. So you walk through town. It's fairly busy. Oak Hill isn't that far out of the capital. So some people might even make, like, almost certainly people from Oak Hill travel into the capital to do, like, on, like, real market day. There's probably, like, a smaller market that occurs here, too. As you walk through town, there's definitely a baker. You smell the smell of fresh baked bread and other like something you swear is like it smells like so sweet. It's got to be like a cake or sweet rolls or something pastry esque. And as you head further and further out of town,
I want to get a pastry.
Okay, you want to stop the group and go into the baker's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could I get 3 pastries?
Okay, you go into the baker's. It is obviously characterized by like an enormous, like you can see the ovens outside of the building. You go in here. Oh, hello there. And it's this kind of like nerdy looking guy, and he's got like a bunch of like he's obviously the baker. He's got like flour all over and like a darker apron and like shirt sleeves rolled up, and he's really kind of sweaty. He goes, what can I help you with?
Pastries, please.
Oh, well, sure. We've got... And he, like, wipes his forehead because he's, one, he's a little thinking and partially kind of sweaty, and just a smear of just, like, flour just ends up all over his forehead and, like, in his eyebrow. And he's like... He says, I have just out of the oven, there are some honey sweet rolls that have come out, and they're still fresh, and my wife was able to buy some cinnamon at market, so we have a little bit of cinnamon butter that you can, it's in a whole stick that you can buy with it, and frankly it's heaven on earth in my opinion. They're a little expensive though. They're like twice as much tzatziki to make. You've got to fold the dough a bunch of different times to get nice flaky layers to them. If you can't really afford that, we just got some regular rolls that you can do for 2 copper pieces. And they're, honestly, they're fluffiest things you'll ever have all day.
I feel like he means expensive to normal people. I think we can afford it just fine.
How much is the honeycomb?
The honey ones, they're like 8 copper pieces each. They're pretty big though, and it's really good for it. Usually only the nobles are trying to get that kind of stuff though.
I put down 24 copper pieces.
Wow. I mean that's great. Here, let me get those for you. He goes over and he has like a big napkin. He sets them in there. He goes, also it's for a whole stick of the butter with the cinnamon and sugar mixed in. It's another 2 copper pieces. I'm sorry.
I put down 2 extra.
I really, really appreciate it. And he folds it up and he even does like a nice little tie in it. And then he sets the stick of butter down nice soon. He goes, usually I'll tie it up in there with it, but sometimes it gets a little too melty and it'll kind of spoil the spreading on there yourself. But we really appreciate the business.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Then you head out?
Yeah, I quickly.
Hey, Saf, remember the other day when you were saying you wish you could haggle like your mom?
Yeah.
I think you just got took to the cleaners.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't know how to haggle in real life or in game.
Pilot would not haggle.
One day. Pilot
doesn't
haggle.
Understand money. Yeah, so Pilot comes out with like a like napkin, like kind of bundled up with like a little bow on the top of it. And a little like paper, like brown paper wrapped stick.
I hand it to to Alphonse, who's and to Illocal. And then I give Alphonse the stick of butter.
Thank you. I'm still a little full from breakfast, but okay.
Thank you.
It is it is still warm. It is the rolls.
Hold on. Ronald, thank you. I said Pilot.
Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are still warm.
Simon, thank you.
I like the Simon.
Tear into it.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of similar to Pilot.
Like as you tear into it, it's a mix between like a fluffy dinner roll, but it also has like a lot of layers too. So it's kind of a mix between like baklava and a fluffy dinner roll. If like baklava was fluffy and not like kind of crunchy, and you can definitely taste the honey in the like layers of it. So it's really good. As you bite into it, it's like you get a little like of steam come off of it because they're like fresh.
Nice.
And like it fills your nose with the smell of honey and pastry bread.
Noah heard Kay say we need more food descriptions, and he said, okay, here you go. Fuck you.
Yep. I've got menus, dude. They're in there. Also, I am what they would call a whore for baklava, just across the board. If there's a restaurant that has baklava, I'm like, well, let me get some of the baklava.
I don't know what that is.
For one of our anniversaries, when Elizabeth wasn't here, she did like an online pastry shop and sent me a thing of baklava. It was really good. All right. So you head west out of town, and you notice on the west side of town, the last building appears to be like a lumberjack or something. There is like the traditional like axe buried in a stump right outside. And there are a lot of cords of wood stacked up. Those of you who have traveled through the reaches, you'll call, Sixel, you know, like around here there isn't like a river like right nearby or a large enough stream to power like a sawmill. It'll call, you know, Barrett's Mill, which is pretty far south and a lot more west along the west road. So perhaps day-to-day lumber for the village is maybe handled by this guy. And there is a little road sign, one facing into the King's Wood, and it says Maiden's Path. And it is it's a path, more it's not a road, but it's not a trail. It's definitely it's groomed to some extent. You enter in, and
once we take a few steps in,
mm-hmm.
could I just kind of just glance around as like we're several steps into the forest to see if like anyone could possibly be behind us or trailing us or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Make a perception check.
It's an 18.
Nice. Yep. No. No, I don't like that you have to roll dice against it, though.
As you... Everyone starts to like just kind of walk forward and follow the trail a little bit. You stop for a second and you kind of look around, and being kind of savvy in like the ways of not being followed due to your relationship with Corin and his liking of not being followed, you kind of pull a little bit of his move, and you like stoop down and you start fiddling with something on like the side of your boot, and you look back behind up the road. And you see what appears to be a woman just kind of walking along, and as like you look back, she veers and heads towards the what appears to be the lumberjack's house, and she like kind of walks like towards the door, and you see her move behind the building, not like behind the building, but just like turn and walk up to the house.
What did she look like?
Enough to spot any
female. That's just
a female.
She's wearing like kind of a big blue, not like bright blue, like a not a royal blue either, like a faded denim-y color, or I guess like a not faded denim color, like a cloak with a hood up, like little red blue, not little red blue hood, little blue riding hood is what I was going for.
Sweaty.
That kind of outfit.
Did she have a basket of moldy stuff?
I don't like this vibe. I'm also literally imagining her with a denim cloak.
But it's that color, like that, like real, like when you go to a store and like you try to buy jeans and they have that one pair that's like blue, and you're like, who the heck is buying like the most blue jeans possible?
She's wearing a jape, a joke,
a jape. A jope, a jean cloak, yeah. Joke.
Just wearing a joke.
Zixol gets up and kind of maybe does like a slight whistle to the group ahead, and as it, so they could stop, and just walks up to them and so listen, I've got a bad feeling we're being followed. Just happened to look behind us, and someone very clearly noticed that I glanced back and walked back into that mill over there.
Bonito Zudo.
Now we could continue walking and keep our eyes open, or should we just go deal with it now?
I would suggest we get a little ways down the path.
I agree.
And if she still follows us, we may confront her out of town.
Eyes open then.
Okay.
You think?
As you head down this path, it's well worn, like and well padded down to where it's easy to walk. The only thing you have to look out for are the occasional like, tree roots that kind of stick up out of it, and then if you aren't careful, like you're just kind of like moseying head in the clouds, you could very easily just kick one and trip. Shout out to me anytime I've ever gone hiking. But it's easy to walk. There's not like gravel or anything like that, but it appears that there's a decent amount of foot traffic that comes through here. And as you get a few steps into the very, very perimeter of the Kingswood, it's kind of gorgeous in a way. Like, it is vibrantly alive with trees and flowers and animals, and the sun, like right at this time of morning, is just coming down through the leaves, and it's just this warm atmosphere of like pure nature. And you feel not oppressed by it. It's a welcoming type of nature. Like, this is what like your ancestors might have done. Like, has been in this type of environment. This is what those who try to pioneer experience, is this natural aspect of the world that not many experience that live in cities. The air is fresh, crisp. The morning dew is already evaporated, and you head a little deeper into the wood. As you head a little deeper, it gets a little darker. As the canopy kind of closes over. And after about 20 minutes of following the trail, keep your eyes open behind you.
Can I have, sorry, my, can yep. I send my bird, like, kind of hovering above, like, in the tree line 100 feet back?
I was going to suggest that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Make a perception check with your birds.
Oh, that's a 19.
Awesome. About, so your bird's 100 feet back from you all. About 50 feet back from your bird, as you are walking, occasionally a figure in a blue cloak like kind of dashes forward to like a larger tree and like peeks out from it, like in a scurry would be a good way to describe this movement. They like they kind of go forward, and then they peek out from the tree, and then they duck back. And you see like the head lift up and then slump and then peak. And then as you all move a little bit forward, the figure moves forward like quickly up to another tree and puts it back on it. Single person.
That's another hag.
Confront them.
Could do it.
What time is it? How long have we been walking?
You've been walking since you stepped in the forest? Between 15 and 20 minutes.
Okay.
Just ahead of you, you see an opening, a small glade.
Sounds like a good place for an encounter.
Yeah. Let's go to the glade. I want to say she's still pursuing us.
Does she appear dangerous?
It's hard to tell. It just looks like she's darting from tree to tree.
How bizarre.
Blue. How far away were we from the glade?
You're probably like less than 100 feet from the glade, and it appears relatively small. It's probably ...20-30 feet across, maybe. From what you can tell right here, it's not like a glade like you could play baseball in Twilight style. I would call that more of a meadow. Theo gave me the most judged look. What are you doing? Get out of here with your eclipse bullshit.
No, I appreciated the reference. I'm out of it. What if we like stop in the glade and we get Sav to like sneak around and try to sneak up on them? Or should we just...
what I was... Yeah. Maybe I could sneak behind them to prevent them from escaping.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Like hide behind or climb up a tree and just kind of wait or something.
I was thinking around 50 feet before we enter the glade, I will just sneakily like dart into the trees and around back.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
As we're entering the glade, can we just take a quick look around just to see if it's not an ambush first? Because as Theo said, it's a good place for an encounter, but it's a good place for an encounter.
Yeah. I want to make a perception check.
Yeah, because if it's okay. One person, because that's the thing, like,
if we it's could one, just stop yeah.
and, like, yeah. prevent whatever might happen, you know, or, hey. Or we do go in and try to get the surprise her instead.
Solid. Give me 10. Two perception checks. Yeah, Theo and then someone else.
Someone I think better.
Kay asked for it, so.
I'll do it, yeah.
My perception's plus 5, so.
Well, nice. I got a 19 plus 5.
So, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
24.
Okay. Very good. Okay, you don't see, from what you can see from where you are, you can't see anyone skulking about the glaive.
Okay.
Glade. I said glaive.
I was just gonna
glaive.
Not talk about it.
I'm still stuck on our pole arm argument from the beginning. Months ago. Of the gift. Is it a pole arm or is it a halberd? Is it a glaive? Make up your mind. No, most of these words are the same thing.
It was pole arm, halberd, or pike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like on the ground, no like conspicuous piles of leaves hiding like traps or anything?
From what you can see, the glade opens up. In the center of it, there is a small mound on top of which appears to be like a birdhouse.
What the fuck? Okay.
Birdhouse?
What? Yeah.
It's what a, it's probably... what is that? 2 feet? 2 feet wide, 2 feet tall. Looks kind of like a birdhouse. From 150 feet away, at least.
It all comes as back you, to cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
As right. you
those approach damn the birds. Blade.
Mm. Pilot, what are you doing?
I'm gonna sneak into the forest and
okay.
get behind the lady.
Roll stealth.
Try not to... Don't attack her or anything. Wait.
That is a 27.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah, so you go off and do rogue things. As you all enter into the glade, it is a small circular glade. There's a little bit of clearing overhead where the trees cannot span this distance that is not covered in trees. There are a few of the roots of the larger trees kind of creep in a little bit, but the canopy can't close entirely. In the center of the glade appears to be a small shrine to something. It has some writing on it and things, but you have to like actually approach and examine it to see. And it appears to be, it's built slightly like a birdhouse, like a large birdhouse. It is house shaped. There are four walls, one of which is missing. It has like kind of a sloped, well, it looks like a roof. It is on a pole that makes it sit about 4 feet off the ground, and it sits about about a foot tall, maybe a little more. So it at its peak is maybe 5 feet. And in the glade there are a few wildflowers. You see a squirrel dart across really quickly, and you hear a little bit of birdsong in the trees. In fact, a blue jay comes down and lands on top of the shrine. You all enter in, it's really peaceful. Pilot, you dart off a little ways into the woods, and you kind of circle back, and you see this figure approach, and you see them move from tree to tree. They do not do so nearly as well as you do. They move much too quickly between the trees. Something you would note as like an amateur at stealth would do is they move too quickly between hiding places, which is just as likely to get you seen as moving perfectly out in the open. They don't take any heed of the way everything around them is moving, and so how quickly they move just draws more attention to them in your eyes. And they are an individual in a blue cloak and hood.
Have I seen this person before? Would I know if I've seen this person before?
All of their features are obscured, except okay. They are wearing boots. You can tell they're wearing boots. they're effeminate in build, at least.
Armed?
You can't see any features.
So it's all just
covered. Yeah, I mean, it's like cloak, like kind of buttoned up and longer sleeves. Like you can see like delicate hands. You can see boots, and they're a little bit smaller build and a little more effeminate looking as they've like kind of as the cloak clings to their body. As the group enters the glade, they approach a large tree, and they kind of press up against it, and they're peeking around, and just kind of you see like kind of the hood kind of peek around the tree.
And I sneak up behind them, grab their arm, and just push them forward in front of everyone.
Sure, make another stealth check to approach them, though.
Okay.
You've avoided being seen by them. Away.
It's a 29.
Oh,
so much.
Even better. Jesus Christ. It's literally impossible for me to get a number that high right now.
Me too.
I have a plus 10 on stealth.
Oh my god.
My highest is stealth, which is plus 6. That's it though.
I've got a plus 7.
My highest is plus 7, yeah.
I have expertise and that just bumps it up a notch.
That proficiency bonus.
Yeah.
I'm the DM, aka physics. So the highest I have is dropping you off a 1,000-foot cliff. There is no saving throw. Yeah, you approach them, and they're you can see like a hand on the tree, and obviously the other one is kind of like peeking around. You reach out, you grab them, and you push them into the glade, and the hood flies off the back of their hair, and you see from they're facing everyone in the glade, and what you see is like perfectly blonde hair and a stunned, and she stumbles out into the glade. Jesus Christ, dead right in the gut.
Impaled.
The glade.
The birdhouse was
stumbles
a glaive.
Out into the glade and what you all see is you hear this yelp, and the hood of this individual flies back, and you see the female face and blonde hair, and she looks back at you, Pilot, and it is Evandra from The Laughing Cat, the pirate lady.
Hi.
Having fun, are you?
No, hey, I don't want any trouble. And like she's in like a defensive stance. I don't want any trouble. And she's like, she's in between Pilot and the three of you on her back, and she has both of her hands up, and she's like, I don't want trouble. I don't.
Zixel just starts to approach her. Looking for help, are we?
I figured it would be safer to be closer to you all than anywhere else.
The Kingswood is far from safe.
Well, I mean, so's the city. But you all handled that thing pretty well, and I thought if any other trouble happened to come my way, maybe if you all were nearby, then maybe you would think it was just after you and you would handle it.
So you thought to use us as unwitting bodyguards.
Now, Illicull, I believe you used to collect a fee for such business.
Indeed I did.
I just thought that maybe it would be better to be out of town and near a group that could handle themselves. If any trouble happened, then maybe instead of being by myself, being near a group of people that I don't like.
You know what? You know what tends to work for me is to make friends that so we can protect each other instead of following people around. I find that to be much more safe.
Yeah, well,
when we traveled in such haste out of the city, I'm surprised to see you so far away.
Yeah, that was kind of hard. Without Carrie, it would have been really impossible.
Without what?
This carry.
Her wagon?
No. And she goes, dee da da da. And fluttering out of the trees and landing, scaring off the blue jay that had landed on the shrine, is a red cardinal.
Oh. The amount of gaslighting.